Differences between a psychopath versus sociopath. Psychopath and sociopath are pop psychology terms for what psychiatry calls an antisocial personality disorder. Today, these two terms are not really well defined in the psychology research literature. There are some general differences between these two types of personality types, which we'll talk about in this article. Both types of personality have a pattern of disregard for the safety and rights of others. Deceit and manipulation are central features to both types of personality. And contrary to popular belief, a psychopath or sociopath is not necessarily violent. The common features of a psychopath and sociopath lie in their shared diagnosis, antisocial personality disorder. It is defined as antisocial personality someone who has three or more of the following traits. 1. Regularly breaks the law. 2. Constantly lies and deceives others. 3. Is impulsive and doesn't plan ahead. 4. Can be prone to fighting and aggressiveness. 5. Has little regard for the safety of others. 6. Irresponsible. Can't meet financial obligations. And 7. Doesn't feel remorse or guilt. In both cases, some signs or symptoms are nearly always present before age 15. By the time a person is an adult, they are well on their way to becoming a psychopath or sociopath. Traits of a psychopath. Psychology researchers generally believe that psychopaths tend to be born. It's likely a genetic predisposition, while sociopaths tend to be made by their environment, which is not to say that psychopaths may not also suffer from some sort of childhood trauma. Psychopathy might be related to psychological brain differences. Research has shown psychopaths have underdeveloped components of the brain commonly thought to be responsible for emotion regulation and impulse control. Psychopaths, in general, have a hard time forming real emotional attachment with others. Instead, they form artificial relationships designed to be manipulated in a way that most benefits the psychopath. People are seen as pawns to be used to forward the psychopath's goals. Psychopaths rarely feel guilt regarding any of their behaviors, no matter how much they hurt others. But psychopaths can often be seen by others as charming and trustworthy, holding normal jobs. Some even have families and apparently loving relationships with a partner. While they tend to be well-educated, they may also have learned a great deal on their own. When a psychopath engages in criminal behavior, they tend to do so in a way that minimizes risk to themselves. They carefully plan criminal activity to ensure they don't get caught, having contingency plans in place for every possibility. Traits of a sociopath. Researchers tend to believe that sociopathy is the result of environmental factors such as child or teen in a very negative household that resulted in physical abuse, emotional abuse, or childhood trauma. Sociopaths, in general, tend to be more impulsive and erratic in their behavior than the psychopaths. While also having difficulties in forming attachment to others, some sociopaths may be able to form an attachment to a like-minded group or person. Most sociopaths don't hold down long-term jobs or present much of a normal life to the outside world. When a sociopath engages in criminal behavior, they may do so in an impulsive and largely unplanned manner, with little regard for the risks or consequences of their actions. They may become agitated and violent easily. These kind of behaviors increase a sociopath's chances of being apprehended. Who is more dangerous? Both psychopaths and sociopaths present risks to society because they often try and live a normal life with their disorders. But psychopathy is likely the more dangerous disorder because they experience a lot less guilt connected to their actions. A psychopath also has a greater ability to dissociate from their actions. Without emotional involvement, any pain that others suffer is irrelevant to a psychopath. Many famous serial killers have been psychopaths. Not all people we'd call a psychopath or a sociopath are violent. Violence is not a necessary ingredient, nor is it for a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder, but it is often present. Clues to a psychopath or sociopath in childhood. Most people who can later be diagnosed with sociopathy or psychopathy Pathy have had a pattern of behavior where they violate the basic rights or safety of others. They often break the rules, or even laws, and social norms as a child too. Psychologists call these kinds of childhood behaviors a conduct disorder. Conduct disorders involve four categories of problem behavior. Aggression to people and animals, destruction of property, deceitfulness or theft, serious violations of rules or laws. If you recognize the symptoms and the specific symptoms of conduct disorder in a child or young teen, there are greater risk for antisocial personality disorder. Summary. Psychopathy and sociopathy are different cultural labels applied to the diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder. Up to 3% of the population may qualify for a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder. This disorder is more common among males and mostly seen in people with an alcohol or substance abuse problem. Psychopaths tend to be more manipulative, can be seen by others as more charming, having a normal life, and they minimize risk in criminal activities. Sociopaths tend to be more explosive and unable to have a normal life. When sociopaths engage in criminal activity, they tend to do it without regard to consequences.